Good morning, New Life Church. Welcome to your living room, but thank you for joining us online. Scriptures say where two or more are gathered, there I am in your midst, and so we're gathered together. As the government says, two or more, but less than 10 are gathered. But I'm glad to be with you this morning. Christine mentioned at the beginning of the service that we're praying about how and when to reopen and the safety of it and all of those types of things, and really like for you to stay in the loop. So one of the ways you can do that is to go to our website, newlifedenton.org, and click on the connect button and give us your email address so we can be emailing you updates as things begin to change. If you have your Bibles this morning, we're going to be in Psalm 23, one of the most, if not the most famous psalm of all time. We're continuing our discussion, our sermon series called On the Road. We're talking about life with God, the journey of faith, the road that we're on. And Psalm 23 is a fantastic passage related to that. Most of you probably know it by heart. I often hear, or most often hear, this psalm preached at funerals because it talks about the valley of the shadow of death and God's promise of love pursuing us for eternity. So it fits for that. But what I really appreciate about Psalm 23 is its description of life, the value of living in God's presence, the value of walking with God. And sometimes the psalm is a little bit, or it's so familiar to us that we miss the power of it. And so I'm just praying for you this morning that you hear the message that God has for you in this. So let's read it together. Psalm 23, it says, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He renews my life. He leads me along the paths, along the right paths for his name's sake. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live. So King David is the author of the psalm, and he gives us in this beautiful poem, he gives us two metaphors for God, two images or pictures of God. The first, and David knew both of them very well. The first one, of course, is the shepherd. And David grew up as a young man shepherding his father's sheep, sheepfold. And then the second image that he paints of the Lord is that of a banquet host, or someone hosting a royal banquet. And of course, David was a king of Israel, and so he understood that quite well also. So the first picture, of course, we have here is that God is a shepherd. Now, you know what that means. If you carry that metaphor out to its logical conclusion, that means you and I are the sheep. It's a theme that's found throughout both the Old and New Testaments. We are the sheep of his pasture. And so shepherds take care of sheep by providing for them. Sheep aren't known to be the brightest animals in the animal kingdom. They are creatures of habit. If they find a place where there's grass, they will sit there and stay there until it's all eaten, and they'll die. They won't move from that place. So it's important that the shepherd lead these sheep to find new provision of water, new provision of grass. Jesus says in John chapter 10 that he describes himself as the good shepherd, and he says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. The sheep know my voice and they follow me. So our relationship with the Lord Jesus really is like a sheep's relationship to his shepherd, that we let the Lord lead us through life, that we're not leading our own lives, but we are following the shepherd who leads us. And so the first thing that he brings to us, of course, as we follow him, is provision. So I want to read those first three verses again. The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He renews my life. He leads me along the right paths for his name's sake. So the first thing that God brings to us as his sheep, as his children, is physical provision. He describes green pastures. He describes quiet waters. And so our shepherd, the Lord Jesus, is the one who is ultimately responsible for providing for us the provision that we need. When the grass is bad, he leads us to new grasslands. When the water is run dry, he leads us to quiet streams. And so God is concerned about our physical provision. God is concerned about your health. God is concerned about your income. He's concerned about your job. He's concerned about this economy. He's concerned about your retirement. Paul says, "My God," for Philippians 4:19, "My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Not some of your needs, all your needs. And just like a shepherd is concerned about the physical condition of his sheep, God is concerned about our physical condition as well. And David says, he says, "I have what I need. Everything that I need, I have it." So there's physical provision that God gives to us, but there's also emotional provision. David says that he's led beside these quiet waters in these green pastures, and he renews my life. Or maybe you learned it as a kid, he restores my soul. The picture here is of emotional peace that the Lord offers us. You need to picture the scene. It's idyllic. The green pastures, the quiet water. If you ever sat by a quiet stream and you can just feel peace coming back into your weary soul. The Lord wants to lead us to emotional growth. We are surrounded by a crazy world, crazy set of circumstances. And in the midst of it, our soul, our emotions become fragmented. And these trials and tribulations in life just lead to this fragmentation of the soul. And Jesus, God says here that if we walk with him, he will systematically restore that emotional health in our lives. And God's concerned about your joy. God's concerned about even your happiness. God's concerned about your emotional stability. And what the world damages, God wants to restore as we walk with him. And as David said, "I have in him what I need." And then finally, God offers us spiritual provision. When we follow him as the good shepherd, when we as the sheep hear his voice and follow him, he leads us to spiritual provision. David says he leads us down the right paths, or as I grew up, the paths of righteousness is how I learned it. And so we are led by God, and we're told that he will literally take us on the straight path, on the right path, the correct path, not the wrong road. God would never lead us astray. God always leads us on the right path. He leads us down the paths that lead to our health and maturity and spiritual growth so that we might be more like his son Jesus. He leads us down those paths. Why? For his name's sake. Because he's attached himself to us. His reputation rides a bit on the way we live our lives. And so he wants our lives to bring him glory in the world. And so for his name's sake, because he loves us, he leads us on the right path. So he offers us physical provision. He offers us emotional provision and now spiritual provision. But he also offers us protection. Look with me in verse 4. Walking with God brings us protection. It says, "Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So during the summer months, a shepherd would lead the sheep up to the mountains, to the highlands, where the grass, where it was a lot cooler and the grass was greener and more plentiful. But the trip in itself could be dangerous to sheep. They have to navigate cliffs, they have to navigate ravines and pits. If a sheep falls and gets hurt, it would be trouble for them. Sheep have been known to get lost. There were flash floods that came through the area. And then, of course, there were natural predators that would come after sheep, like bears and lions and wolves. So sheep just aren't the highest animals on the food chain. It's a dangerous job you and I have, being sheep. It's challenging. But we don't have to fear because we walk with our protector. I want you to notice that sometimes we still walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We still walk through the darkest valley. Because going through that valley is where how we get to the mountaintop. But we don't have to fear. We can take comfort that along the way, we're not alone on the journey, that our protector walks with us. And look at the protection he offers. He says, "Your rod and your staff bring me comfort." Your rod and your staff. A rod was a thick, strong stick that a shepherd would use to beat off attackers, which David, of course, knew. David describes himself killing a lion and a bear when he was a young shepherd boy that were attacking his sheepfold. A staff, though, was longer and thinner and had a crook on the end of it. And so as a sheep would get out of line and start to wander off, he could pull it back. Or if a sheep fell into a hole, the shepherd could pull it out. And I think God does that with us. He protects us as we walk through the world. He beats off our attackers. He pulls us back in line when we get out of line. He gives us spiritual gifts so that we can see the snares of the enemy ahead of us and avoid them. He gives us his Holy Spirit and the authority over principalities and that would like to see us dead or in trouble. And yet sometimes if we're stupid, as sheep are wont to do, we decide to go our own way. We decide that we don't want to walk on the right path. We want to go on our own path. And we find ourselves in trouble. God will use that staff to pull us back up and into the sheepfold because he loves us. So the last two verses, verses 5 and 6, David changes the metaphor a little bit from that of a shepherd, of God being a good shepherd, to God being a good host. So look at those verses with me. Verse 5 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live." You and I, we know this. You and I live in a fallen world. We have an enemy that wants nothing more than to steal, kill, and destroy that which belongs to God. And we live in the midst of this. But despite that fact, we can walk with God and not be in fear. So I would say we should be wary of the devil, but we don't need to worry about the devil. The reason why is because in the midst of this danger, in the midst of all of this stuff that's going on all around us, God invites us into his presence. He invites us into his home. He invites us to sit at his table and join him. Now, you might notice David says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." So our enemies still may be present, but they're no longer pursuing us. The chains have been broken off. The things that ran in your family followed you until they ran into your God. And because you belong to God, the only things now that pursue us, according to David, is God's goodness and his faithful love. And so when we walk with God, we can have victory. We can have peace in our homes, in our marriages, in our relationships, at work, despite the world around us, in the presence of our enemies, because we have been welcomed into his presence. We've been welcomed into his home to sit at his table. Jesus, in the Gospels, talked a lot about the kingdom of God and used it as a banquet, as an example of what the kingdom of God is like. In fact, in the book of Revelation, John says this. John says, "Hallelujah, because the Lord God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, because the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has prepared herself. She has given fine linen. She has been given fine linen to wear, bright and pure, for the fine linen represents the righteous acts of the saints. And then he said to me, blessed are those invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb. Blessed are those invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb. And what is startling to me, shocking really to me, is God's hospitality. That I have been invited to his table. A moment ago, you remember the image of me was that of a dumb sheep. I couldn't lead my way out of a paper sack. But now the door has been opened to me and the image has changed. Now I am not only a welcomed guest, but I'm an honored guest. When I enter, he honors me by anointing me with oil. There's abundance at his table. My cup overflows. Remember at the beginning of this psalm, David says, I have what I need. Now in God's presence, I have an overabundance of what I need. And maybe you noticed where this journey has taken us. By the end, we've reached our destination. The destination of the presence of God in our lives, in the house of the Lord. But I want you to notice that this isn't, he's not describing heaven after we die. He ends the psalm with this, as long as I live. We can find the presence of God every day in our lives. Sometimes we have to push through. Sometimes we have to struggle to get there. But God's presence, the invitation is opened as long as you live to join him at his table, to walk with him. And so as we walk with him, God provides for us. He provides for us physically. He provides for us emotionally and spiritually. God protects us from our enemies. He protects us from ourselves. He gives us the right path to follow so we don't get injured off out in the wilderness by ourselves. And though really you and I have nothing of great value, not that you and I aren't valuable in and of ourselves, but we have nothing really to bring God except our presence, yet he still welcomes us and honors us as we join him at his table. I think the heart of Psalm 23 is in verse 4 when he says, I fear no danger. And then he says, tells us why David says, here's why I don't fear any danger. He says, because you are with me. I think that's the heart of the psalm. You are with me. And it's a simple word of trust. It's a faithful response to God's most basic promise. God's promise is, I am with you. The faithful response to that is, you are with me. And I think it's there, these two dynamics, God's promise that I am with you and our response, you are with me. I think in that current is the ebb and flow of life. That's where life with God really becomes intimate, when we can respond to his promise in faith. So this morning, as I close, I want you to hear God's promise. I want you to hear the Lord Jesus say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Can you hear that promise? Do you trust that promise? Do you believe that it's true? Can you respond with Psalm 23 and say, you are with me, even in the middle of all this, even in the presence of our enemies, even in the valley of the shadow of death, we can say, I fear no danger. You are with me. Let's pray together this morning as we close. God, we thank you for your provision. Thank you for your protection, protecting us from our enemies, protecting us from ourselves. And Lord, I ask that you would forgive us. When we as sheep go astray, we think we know better than you. We get out of line, and still you bring us back. You rescue us time and time again. How many times you've rescued me from myself, Lord? I've lost count, but I thank you. And that even after that, you don't resent my mistakes. You welcome me to your table. And I've discovered, Lord, even this week, that when I'm on my own, I mean, I get by, but when I'm in your presence, you anoint me and my cup overflows. And so this week, God, as I'm tempted to go on my own and get out on my own, remind me again this week what a precious joy it is to be in your presence, to sit at your table and to be welcomed by you. Lord, I pray for our church family this week that you would protect us, that you would bring provision, emotional provision, physical provision, spiritual provision. I pray that you would protect us from ourselves and from the enemy, and that we would enter into your presence and enjoy our time with you this week. God, we love you. Thank you for what you've done for us in Jesus Christ, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for being with us this morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace this week. God bless you. Have a great week.